Let's just do that.
No, keep it going. That's the best part about it. We didn't think about this beforehand.
I'm a sober one.
Yeah, well, you are.
Tom Cruise. Without a care.
I'm Maverick. Out of this trio, by the way.
Well, he's definitely Tom Cruise. Who the fuck am I then?
You're probably Dick.
You're Dick.
Alright, I hate you.
I'm the Iceman. You can't see me, but I'm biting my teeth really hard.
So if you guys don't realize the sound quality right now, we are on the road. It is pop, not soda.
The worst thing is it may sound better than when we actually record.
Actually, it probably does.
We're all closer to the mic than ever before.
We might just start recording every episode in a car driving around.
Let's just find an excuse.
Yeah. I mean, fucking Jerry Seinfeld does it. Why can't we do it?
It's because he's Jerry Seinfeld.
But Andy drinks coffee, too. We don't like coffee.
I don't think I've seen him drink coffee.
You're right.
Car.
He just drives a badass car every week.
Yeah, we're in my Ford Fiesta. You got that right.
Fiesta.
Ford, we will be expecting some sort of nominal donation. Appreciate it.
So, guys, yeah, that's what we're doing right now. If you don't understand or hear the sound quality, we are officially on the road. It's Pop Not Soda, episode 18. We are on the road to...
19,
actually. Yeah, what am I doing? It's episode 19. We are on the road to Ryan Shore's roast right now.
Here we go.
Oh, we've left.
Am I already dropped the mic? But we will get it back, and there it
this
is.
This guy's not letting...
Brian, you might have to hold that one up, buddy. So, how's everybody's week been so far?
It's been good. It's like, I think we're either going to get pulled over... or die during this episode.
I feel like a hacker right now. I have a laptop in the front seat of a car. I'm the passenger. Guys, are we going to, like, pull up to the back of a building and can I hack the mainframe for a second?
Yeah, you do remind me of Sandra Bullock from The Net
now. Yes.
That's the hacker movie you fucking pulled.
Actually, I would give your skills more to Ashley Judd in Double Jeopardy.
She was quite a judge.
She was a hacker in that movie?
No, but she just lits up shit at the library, and I feel like that's all Brett can do.
She was like Sydney Prescott in Scream 3. Gets into the library, all of a sudden finds out all the shit. Yeah.
Scream 3.
Life before Google was tough, okay?
It was. The struggle's real. I remember having to go to the actual library and read books.
No, I'm just talking about the internet before Google sucked. What search engine were you using? Ask Jeeves?
Ooh, I actually was. I was using Ask Jeeves and Hotbot.
What the fuck is
Hotbot?
You guys don't remember Hotbot?
That sounds like one of those like automated AIM like bots that you would talk to that would just talk back to you.
It's basically like the Hotmail of the internet too, where you don't want to actually, I'm realizing, you don't want to say you used it. Or had an account at one time, but yeah, that's what it is. So, guys, if you don't know, we kind of mentioned it last week, though. We're right around the corner from a very near and dear place to all of our hearts.
we did mention it last week.
If you don't know, what we're doing right now is we are going to stop at Carl's Jr. And we're going to have probably the most intense thing I've ever had in my life. How about you guys?
You know what I just thought about? Who the fuck is Carl Sr.? And where has he been this entire time?
I don't think it exists, because Carl's Jr. is also known as Hardee's, which I have no idea what that means in the Midwest. They're Hardee's.
Is it a Hardee's Jr.?
I don't know.
No, it's just regular Hardee's.
I don't know if they meant, like, Hardee meals, and that's what it is.
Oh, Carl Sr.
But it's also spelled with two E's.
And yeah. Carl Sr. is definitely getting fucked then.
Oh, he's just cut right out.
Yeah, yeah. So, we got an interesting person right now.
Whistles.
Yeah.
This man.
Hooting and hollering right now, crossing the street.
But yeah, so we have decided that because we are headed east to the land of Confederate flags, that we would order the All-American Burger from Carl's Jr. and give it a taste test.
America.
No, Dan, I don't know if everybody...
If you haven't seen what this is, it is a cheeseburger with a hot dog split in half put on top and French fries underneath the patty.
I thought it was potato chips.
I'm sorry, potato chips. I got ahead of myself.
Potato Don't forget chips. The pickles.
Well, yes, it has all the regular makings of a regular burger, except with the added gluttony toppings.
Of an American burger.
Yeah, and it makes me embarrassed. Oh, and there's a man wearing a Captain America shirt right outside.
Fitting. Yes! So
that's a sign that we're doing the right thing.
We are doing this right. We are doing this real. It is happening right now. Dan, pull up. We got a VIP spot at the drive-thru. Actually, we don't.
There's no
Damn
VIP.
It. I know.
How many?
Straight roll into
Are we
this.
Just getting one?
I think we should just get one.
For my health and my longevity, I'd say let's just get one.
I really okay. don't. I just want to. I don't know how much of it I'll actually eat.
Right. I actually do want food. I just don't want this disgusting burger.
Hey, that's fitting. Actually, look at the ad. Witcher 3.
Which we reviewed a couple weeks
Which
ago.
Which we reviewed a couple right, weeks ago.
So who's ordering?
I think Brian should be on the mic.
Okay.
All
okay.
right, Brian has to... I have roll-down windows, so he's cranking it right now. And we're going to let Brian order.
History in the making, folks.
The All-American Burger.
I think this might be the first podcast that ever ordered an All-American Burger.
The most American. Have you an
All-American Big Burger? Absolutely, sir. That's why I'm here.
You want the one
third
or not?
Oh, wow. Let's go with the third.
Combo or just a burger?
Combo.
What size? Medium or
large? Medium's good.
What would you like to drink?
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, okay.
And you guys want anything else?
Damn. No, I'm good right now.
No.
I think I've got enough American in me now.
All right, let me get a spicy chicken sandwich, too.
Spicy chicken sandwich?
Have you tried this burger?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
That's the
toughest. All right, cool. Yeah, that's it, man. All right, thanks. Yep, looks good.
Same idea, that's delicious.
All right, cool. Thank you.
They should wave an American flag across the digital display as soon as you say all American burger. Or most American. It's most American, right?
It's the most American burger.
Is it? That's what it's called?
Yeah,
most American?
I was. So they just didn't call it the all American. They called it the most American.
I mean, I guess I was staring at the menu that whole time, but I didn't even look at it because it looks. It looks terrible. It's the first food item I've seen that looks absolutely terrible in the promo photo.
What I don't understand is they don't even tell their workers to sell it. That guy was like, nah, man, get something else. I'm not going to tell you to get something else, but no.
Yeah.
Don't go with this.
He didn't say he didn't like it, but his silence spoke volumes.
If you work at the place and somebody asks you if you don't like the product and you say,
I don't know.
I don't know. It means you hate the product.
Wasn't sold on his confidence level.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
We got money exchange in here like we're in a Vegas
casino. Let's just have the absolute lowest expectations possible. And
so
then if it's just okay, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, my man?
How are you doing?
It wasn't me that wanted to say, I don't know. It was him right here.
we respect the honesty.
I appreciate the honesty.
It's not good,
bro. It's not good.
Was a hot dog on a fucking burger? I'm doing a podcast.
So, you may notice that we just jumped a couple minutes into the future.
Sorry about that.
We tried to
Get some comments.
We
tracked down Doc Brown.
We found
Doc Brown.
Wait, where? Where's Doc Brown?
He just had the time machine for us in the DeLorean, and we went
back
to the
future.
we
tried to get some comments from the workers at Carl's Jr., and our mic slipped out. But their confidence level in this the most American burger, not high.
Not high at all.
No.
Should we bust this out right now?
I think we should.
Yeah, let's bust this out. Dan, if you could gauge it off of their confidence out of a 2 out of 10 or out of a 0 out of 10 scale. Actually, start it with a 2 out of 10. Nobody ever starts it with a 2 out of 10 scale. With a 2 out of 10 scale, Dan, where would you rate the most American burger?
So, I think we've all seen Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. And Anthony Anderson, when he wants to burn down the burger place they're at because it's not White Castle, these guys hated this burger more than Anthony Anderson hated the place he worked at.
So this is below two, wow. Then.
This is like a -3.
Okay.
Because at least sometimes the employees will lie to you. They won't double down on the, no, it's not good, bro.
That is just a wiener sticking out of a burger.
It's a wiener between two buns?
Brian, can you describe this thing that we're looking at right now?
It's legitimately looks just like it's described. There is some pickles, some potato chips, lettuce, tomato, a burger patty, and a fucking Vienna beef just sliced down the middle, sitting on top.
I wonder what kind of hot dog they use.
Topped with some American cheese for good reason.
For the good plastic taste.
All right. Guys, I'm going in. Tell my parents, whoa, I love them.
First impression, sir.
Well, it tastes exactly like it's described.
Which is?
A fucking cheeseburger with a hot dog on top and potato chips inside.
Can you identify?
And the hot dog is terrible. The hot dog is by far the worst part.
Can you identify the potato chips for us?
That's gotta be Lay's. They look
They're
Lay's.
Just, yeah, like crunchy. Oh, actually, they look like kettle cooked potato chips.
Oh, they're okay. That's a little classy.
It's a very interesting textural mix because you got the crunchiest shit in the world on the bottom. And then on the top, you got a fucking loose wiener with cheese.
So, I think, let me take a crack at this big boy.
Yeah, go for it.
Dan's up next. Everybody, we've officially pulled up to a red light and are doing this. Oh, no, it's a green light now.
Oh, shit.
Dan has to shove down a burger, and I'm holding my laptop, the mic, and the burger right now as we are getting on the 15 North. Dan, what are your impressions of this, buddy?
Tastes like 4th of July in my mouth. Not in a good way.
Is Ray Charles singing in your ears right now?
No, it's like the 4th of July after you spend all morning camping at the beach to not get a spot. So you have to cook over a trash can because there's no grills available. And that's what it tastes like. Like, I don't... It tastes like somebody went to a elementary school cafeteria and threw all the shit available onto one plate, and then you took a bite out of it.
All right, guys, I'm going to go in next.
The hot dog is the worst part.
It is by far the worst part. What were they thinking? It's like the cheapest hot dog.
It definitely tastes like a boiled hot dog that's just been sitting in hot dog water that when they reheated it really quickly on the grill.
So it's a 7-Eleven dog. Or is it worse?
I've actually never had a 7-Eleven dog.
Thankfully, I haven't either, but I have to imagine the 7-Eleven dog is better. Much better.
Okay. Well, I'm going in, guys. Here we go.
It's almost like bologna.
Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like.
Bologna in a hot dog shape.
Oh, Jesus.
He won't be able to save you.
Man.
He can't save you now.
That is a different taste.
Right?
That is a completely different taste that I'd never hoped to hit my palate. And I am thoroughly disappointed in America right now.
If this is our greatest invention in the last...
Like, this is the kind of shit...
Decade.
...you've seen in, like, Japan that they call all-American. Because people never come over and eat what we actually have.
Oh, God, I just got to the hot dog.
How did you just get to the hot dog?
I think I was, like, subconsciously hiding it into a corner of my mouth, knowing that it was going to be that shitty, and it totally is that shitty.
Can I tell you that I did not taste any hamburger? I tasted potato chip, bun, and hot dog.
Really?
I did not taste any burger, because it was so masked by everything else.
You know what I would compare this to? I would compare this to when somebody is trying to describe a really, really classy beer, and they're saying,
like PBR?
Okay. Yeah, like PBR. Okay, imagine me trying to sell you on PBR and going like, okay, first, you're going to get a little hint of, you know, some rosemary. And then after that, you're going to get some hoppiness, followed by some maltiness.
Go on.
With a little light hoppiness after that.
And then it'll hoppiness taste like a hipster threw up in your mouth.
And then you're going to get some cinnamon notes to finish it off.
Goddamn.
And then you going, you're fucking full of shit. This is a PBR. I know how shitty it's going to taste. I paid $3 for this.
Then it was a tall boy.
I mean, I will give Carl's Jr. credit. They definitely don't advertise this like it's something that you want to eat. They literally say, why did we make this? Because America.
They can't put that blame on us. That's messed up.
That's going to be an excuse, though.
I apologize if I've ever had any part in this creation.
Yeah, it's
my fault.
So enough about burgers, though. We're on our way east. Thankfully, we're not hitting, I'd say, the brink of East County.
Yes, we're not going too far east.
Yeah, but that's fitting because I've driven there before. I've seen some shit. We're talking about some Confederate flags.
If you're not from San Diego, East County kind of has a reputation of some old, good old white boy roots where it would be like a place you would go and you'd enter into an establishment and a patron would go, we don't take too kindly to your type.
And let's
they just point to the sign, we refuse the right to, or we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody.
Yep. And let's be clear too. We're not shitting on everything in East County.
No.
It's not like that. But there are pockets.
There are great hills.
Yeah, just like everywhere else, there are pockets where I think people are much more prideful and because of their ignorance and everything like that. Which brings up the subject. Some really, really dark stuff happened this week. We need to talk about it. There was a South Carolina shooting. I think 8 people lost their lives. Nine people lost their lives. Some real piece of shit white kid decided to go into a church, convince everybody that he was actually seeking help, and then turned a gun on everybody that was actually trying to help him, which is a very, very shitty thing, and I think we all need to just, you know, realize what's happening with our state. What's happening with our country. When you have a state, and a lot of people have mentioned this, that flies a Confederate flag so proudly, is that something that we need to possibly change?
Well, they have done some work. The governor has put into motion to have all the Confederate flags or Confederate seals removed from government buildings and any state-issued material like that. So that is good. It's just pathetic that it's 2015 and people still want to hold on to the Confederate flag because they're like, but it's not just about racism. Or they compare it, they want to reclaim the Confederate flag about Southern pride, like black people reclaim the N-word. Or they talk about how, the Confederate flag is more, the Civil War wasn't just about slavery, it was about states' independence. And that shit bothers me. But I think it's just, I don't think any of us in the car right now, the only time I get to say that, if somebody told me that something I had or something that I was wearing or something I put up had to do with something like of a racist past, the three of us would take it down immediately because if we didn't know, we would be like, oh yeah, we wouldn't defend it. And I don't get why people want to defend the Confederate flag so much. I mean, I have a neighbor 2 blocks down that up until about a couple weeks ago was flying an American flag and a Confederate flag right underneath.
So let's talk about that. It clearly doesn't just happen in East County.
No.
But this happens where you see, I would say, you know, the celebration of, and by all means, if you want your states to have rights, if you want, you know, certain things, by all means, but if you're celebrating for the fact that you think that some race is superior for some other race, you are just blatantly flying that flag for ignorance. That's all you're doing. And at what point do we don't allow Nazi flags to fly? I mean, does Germany allow Nazi flags to fly?
Oh, I don't
after
know.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, they absolutely don't. It's illegal to fly a Nazi flag. So at what point do we just kind of go, okay, you lost. You're not allowed to celebrate that. I'm sorry. By all means, I guess what I'm kind of getting at too is that there's a freedom of speech too that it's always going to be protected under. But
Well, I honestly think this is going to be the catalyst for the Confederate flag to disappear. I mean, one of the, like, ironic and heartbreaking shots of this whole tragedy is when this incident happened and the Capitol building in South Carolina lowered the Confederate flag to half-mast. And I can almost understand the viewpoint that it's, you know, a part of history and it's not all tied to slavery and racism, that piece of it. But like Dan was touching on earlier, at the end of the day, it is associated with slavery and terrible shit. So as an adult, you just have to get that, understand that it's something that makes people uncomfortable and, you know, almost demeans an entire race of people, where the population has a significant, if not majority, of this particular race.
And I
it's just like a big middle finger.
And I think, I think you have to have some sort of social awareness too. Like what you were hinting on earlier is you mature, and at some sort of point,
this is
everybody,
a very loud road, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about this. At some point, everybody hopes that you mature with a sort of sense of social awareness where, okay, I don't care what I'm proud about. If it goes beyond offending people, and not just one or two people, but an entire race, maybe I need to look at, you know, how I celebrate this, or where I do it, or you know, certain other components of it. But it's just insane that people still feel the pride to do this.
I think there is a song that came out with, I don't remember who it was. It was a country singer and LL Cool J. And it was a song that was basically about, hey, I'm wearing a Confederate flag t-shirt, but don't judge me. You know, that's not why I'm wearing it. I think you're cool, bro. And LL Cool J's part is like, well, if you don't, I won't judge you for your Confederate flag. If you don't judge me by the jewelry I'm wearing, these chains I'm wearing, it's terrible. So if you ever want to really feel like a stupid American, you listen to that song and you eat the most American burger from Carl's Jr. And you will feel just awful about yourself. And then maybe once you hit rock bottom, as you're drinking your Mountain Dew Code Red,
with a PBR on the side.
Yeah.
And have pride in your country. If you have pride in your country, wave the proper fucking flag.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. At the end of the day, wave the proper fucking flag of the country that you're proud of. So.
Oh, man. Hey, look, there's another Carl's Jr.
Oh, we just passed another.
Right next to where we're going.
Actually, I think it's a left. Oh, no. Is it a right? Where are the.
I'm following Waze.
Okay.
Yeah, follow the phone computer.
Yeah, I think it's actually up and to the left.
This place doesn't exist, does it, Brett?
I took you guys on a wild goose hunt. Ryan Shores doesn't even exist. I pretended to be him on the recording last week.
He was doing two voices last week.
Sorry about that, guys.
He was Rick D's in it.
Yep. I think we're about to pull up, though, if you want to take a left right in here.
Is it a left right?
Yeah, right in here, actually.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep, here we go.
Oh, Navajo Spa?
Nice.
Super cuts.
Should we get a mani-pedi while we're here?
Where the fuck are we going? Anyway, I think this episode's been pretty fun.
This has been fun. And you know what? We might actually have some bonus stuff once we get out of the bar, but please don't judge us because we might be a few drinks in.
Well, I won't be.
That's after a roast.
Because so. I'm not drinking and driving because I'm responsible.
Good job, Dan.
Good for you, Dan.
Brett, I think you took me to the wrong place.
No, it's right there.
No, it's right there. There we are. Navajo Live. See?
Oh, the Waze is high.
Yeah. Good job, Waze. This episode is not brought to you by Waze.
But it is. It's not brought to you by Carl's Jr. either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
Carl Sr., where are you when Carl's Jr. is making these bonehead decisions?
You know,
crack the whip, buddy.
I feel good about going to a bar anytime I pull up into the Rite Aid parking lot and it's right next door.
Oh, yeah.
I can go get... Oh, and you know, We did Papa John's. What? How many fast food places is in this one shopping center?
This is fast food mecca right here.
Dan, I feel like this is the most dangerous what we're doing right now. We seem like we're going to get arrested doing this. Because we are looping around in a parking lot.
I'm pulling in.
Oh,
I just love that, you know, right next to the O'Reilly Auto Parts comedy
O'Reilly
bar we're going to.
Auto
I swear
parts.
To God, if that song stuck my head and for the rest of the night, I will end you.
Oh, it will be.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting there and listening to us.